what time do you wish to officially begin our fun-filled Sunday?
Like, say, 11?
Like, say, 11, it is.
Let's sleep late, huh, sweetheart? And in the afternoon, we can do any crazy, wonderful thing we happen to think of.
Roger. Over and out.
Darren, promise me Eagle Scout's honor you won't change your mind and wish you'd played golf with the boys tomorrow.
Promise. Scout's honor.
Lovely morning.
Lovely. Lock myself out.
It happens to me all the time. I'm afraid it was my fault.
Your fault?
Mm-hmm. I distracted you and I said it was a lovely morning. Remember? Mr. Darren Stevens, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
I'm Pleasure O'Reilly's baby sister.
Oh, son of a gun.
I'm holding down the fort while she's on her honeymoon.
Oh, welcome to Morning Glory Circle, Miss, D.D. O'Reilly.
The first D stands for Dora. Naturally, too, cubed uses my professional modeling name, so I added an extra big D.
And that stands for?
Danger.
Nice to meet you, Danger.
It's nice to meet you, Darren. We seem to have a lot in common, don't we?
How's that?
We're both early risers.
Oh, that? Yes. I hate to wake Sam now, my wife, but...
Oh, then don't. I have coffee on, so that's no problem. By the way, how do you like it? Your coffee.
On the other hand, maybe I had better wake her.
Let her get her beauty sleep. Now you have a choice. Strawberry waffles or blueberry pancakes?
Blueberry pancakes? You're kidding. That's my favorite breakfast.
How about that? It's a small world, isn't it?
Yeah.
Good.
I just came over for some coffee.
We can't let him go to waste, can we?
Thank you very much.
Hello?
Hello? This is Mrs. Stevens, your neighbor. Is Mr. Stevens there?
Yes, he's right here. How do you do, neighbor? I'm Pleasure O'Reilly's baby sister, Danger O'Reilly.
Danger O'Reilly? Hello, Danger. Certainly is a pleasure.
I felt sort of guilty this morning when your poor husband got locked out because I distracted him while he was getting the morning paper. So I had to feed him breakfast to make up for it.
Naturally.
Well, he didn't dare wake you while you were having your beauty sleep. Boy, what an appetite this husband of yours has. It's like a lion.
Yes, I know.
Good morning, honey.
Good morning, darling. It seems you've started our fun-filled Sunday without me. How long have you been baby sister sitting?
Just for a short while, dear. I'll be right there and tell you about it. Honey, there's an emergency. The dam just broke. I'll call you later.
Darren?
Where are you trying to go? Well, where do you keep your marks?
What's the latest bulletin from the flood area?
Oh, gee, I'm sorry to borrow Darren this long, Mrs. Stevens, but, well, the Jiffy Plumbing Company's just taking forever to get here.
Well, Darren, dream about helping me mop up the kitchen.
Isn't that sweet?
Sweetheart, the trouble, you see, is it's Sunday.
Well, don't worry, Darren. Let's all wait a little longer, and it'll be Monday.
Yeah. Goodbye.
Interrupting your nice little party.
Not at all. I'm just resting. What's the happy reason for this surprise visit?
It's your old playmate, Samantha. And I'm afraid it's not all that happy. If you could have seen the sad look on the face of my poor lost child, playing solitaire.
Samantha reduced to solitaire? I don't believe it. To Samantha, the only one that got away.
How my daughter can prefer that terrestrial existence to gracious living in a land of endless enchantment. And married to that mundane mortal is more than I... Warlike George.
Ah, Andora, you are giving birth to an idea of incredible devilment. With me, I trust in the star role.
Aye, Andora. To beseech you, George, dream prince of mischief, to rescue Samantha from suburbia and solitaire by zeroing down on 1164 Morning Glory Circle and wooing my delinquent witch daughter back to her senses.
A perfectly wizard notion, Andora. Shall I go as a wolf?
No. It's too obvious.
Why not your old Nimbus? The one that so inspired Edgar Allan Poe.
Wizard.
Solitaire for Samantha. Never more.
That's my boy.
Go on. Go to it.
Sam, I am sorry about yesterday, but I obviously couldn't leave that young kid all alone with her sister's kitchen flooded.
How true.
And I had no idea the Jiffy Plumbing Company was going to take 3 hours to get there. That's probably Miss O'Reilly now.
Who else?
Sam, she doesn't have a car and she has a very important modeling engagement. I merely offered to give her a lift.
Well, you mustn't keep Lolita waiting.
Gee, dear, and I hate to rush, but would you mind hurrying? I'm almost late. Hi, Mrs. Stevens.
Bye, sweetheart. Anything I can bring you tonight?
Yes. A new deck of cards. Bye, sweetheart.
Bye, darling.
George, well, I should have known.
Hi there, Cinderella. Your old Prince Charming has come to take you to the ball we used to have.
What are you doing here, George?
What are you doing here, Samantha?
I live here.
You merely exist here. I felt the vibrations of your unhappiness all the way up there. So I decided to swoop down like Locke and Var.
Like Lucifer. Listen, my fine feathered friend, I'm not supposed to be happy every minute. I'm married.
Got the message. So I decided to rescue you from your gilded domestic cage.
George, for old time's sake, do me one last favor. Disappear.
With you by my side, Wildheart.
Forget it, George. I'd rather be a contented Earth woman married to a mortal any day. And that's that.
Samantha, I've been put on this Earth for one purpose. To eliminate your stale negatives and accentuate your old bewitching positives.
George, what? George, please.
Mm-hmm. Basic black. Now that suits you.
Okay. Bye-bye, Blackbird. Unfold those gossamer wings and fly back home to my mama who put you up to this. Oh, Mother, when are you going to stop? This is my life. And I am deliriously happy, married to that normal, kind, loving, only on occasion thoughtful human, Darren Stevens.
I give up.
You do?
But before I leave...
You will vanish this instant. Otherwise, I will be forced to use drastic methods.
What kind of magic is that supposed to be?
This is a wedding ring. Good.
Hey there, Birdie.
Well, then, how about this, fellas? Here's the key to your secretary's happiness. A new electric feather touch typewriter.
Well, Darren, so far,
so bad. Oh, I wouldn't say that, Stevens. A layout like that could be very,
adequate, Porterfield. If the client marks as mediocre, we can say bye-bye to the feather touch account.
So, all the man Tate has to do is to come up with a new sales campaign that's merely brilliant. And then we'll sign that new deal for $2 million in gross billings.
Feather touch. Feather touch. A brand new electric typewriter that requires a new image. For billboards along the freeways, magazine copy, television commercials. An eye-grabbing trademark that will talk to the customer. And when we find the perfect image, it could be right under our nose. Darren, you have a match?
Look at that bird.
I'm looking.
Right under our noses?
Darren, boy. Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Larry, boy, I am thinking what you're thinking. What a perfect product image for a series of TV commercials.
Will you look at that crazy crow?
Rate him, Larry.
That sweet bird play that keyboard like music from a cash register. Boys, the copy should write itself.
We're raving about Feather Touch. You will, too.
Oh, a cartoon balloon from the raven's mouth. Edgar Allan Poe style. Nevermore any problems for your secretary.
I'll buy that until you can think of something better. Miss Thatcher, will you come in, please? Miss Thatcher, will you find a pet shop that's open and order a large cage for this raven and a sack of their best bird seed? Mr. Stevens will pick it up.
Yes, sir. Did I hear you right, Mr. Tate?
You heard me right, Miss Thatcher. Go.
Gentlemen, I like this bird. He'll be a credit to Madison Avenue. Look, there in all his commercial glory,
piquant bankable charm,
stands our new Feather Touch trademark. Go to work, Darren. It's your account. From now on, this bird is your baby. Samantha! Sam!
Yes, darling?
Surprise, surprise. We have a house guest. You'll never guess who.
Danger O'Reilly.
Come on, honey. It's our new $2 million worth of trademark for the Feather Touch account. Come on! A fantastic trained raven. Will you see some of the jokes you can do? You'll never believe it.
Maybe I will.
I'll just do everything you can to keep him happy, won't you? Now, if our rainstorm works out and the charcoal sketches I intend to make of him tonight gel...
Tonight? But... Here?
Yeah. Oh, is there a window open someplace?
In the bedroom.
I better close it before I let him out. I think our bedroom closet might be the safest place for him to sleep tonight.
I don't think so.
How about that? He also croaks bird in a gilded cage. I intend to catch him in all his cute moods.
You've caught him in one right now. Darren, I want to talk to you. Come down here right away. Darren, this is no ordinary bird.
You're right, he's a genius. Honey, don't tell me you're afraid of this charming little fella. Look at that. How can you resist him?
It's easy. Okay, genius, the jig's up. You're entitled to the truth. I used to date this funny bird. Darren Stevens, I'd like you to meet George, the mischief-making homewrecker.
Charmed to meet you in the flesh, advertising man.
But he... how could he... Now, why did he... Honey, Larry and we... I gotta get another bird. Oh, Sam, am I losing my mind?
No, you're not. And you're not losing me either. I give you my word that my meddling mother is not going to break up this human home.
All right, Endora, where are you hiding? Let's have this out right now, face to face.
Oh, let's.
Just when is this going to stop?
Now, Darren, there's no need to shout at her and get yourself all upset.
Upset? Will you be quiet for a minute? Can't you see how happy we are? Doesn't that mean anything?
All I've seen lately is that fun-filled Sunday you didn't have with my daughter. You turned her into the solitaire champion of the universe.
Yesterday could not be helped. It was an accident.
Danger O'Reilly. Some accident.
I'll take care of you later. Now look, Endora, I realize that into every life a little rain must fall, but this is ridiculous. You have personally set back the mother-in-law business 200 years.
Mother.
What?
For my sake, will you please go and take this big loon with you?
If you don't get out, I'm gonna throw you out.
Darren, don't! That's in bad taste, George.
I think he's kind of cute. Hey, Jews, I like him better that way.
George, please. Darren, would you please answer that?
Oh, Darren, I hope I'm not disturbing you, but do you know what I just did?
You agreed to sell Girl Scout cookies door to door.
I had a roast in the oven, and I was opening the door, and it just fell off and went kerplunk, just like that. I hate to impose on you. I see you're entertaining.
Our guest was just leaving.
Oh, then do you mind, Mrs. Stevens, if Darren tries to fix it? He's so handy.
May I volunteer to aid a beautiful lady in distress? Samantha may be the world's greatest solitaire player, but I happen to have majored in oven doors at Oxford.
You did?
Danger O'Reilly, I'd like you to meet George Raven.
George Raven. What a funny name. But it's awfully sweet of you. Bye.
Isn't that sweet?
I'm not so sure.
heaven door and it went kerplunk. Just like that.
Just like that.
Hey, aren't you Mr. Wonderful? You learned it all at Oxford, Mr. Raven. Soda or water?
Soda, please.
Sam, you look at this. I think she's invited that big spook to stay to dinner.
I invited you to dinner once, remember? What's wrong with a witch being attracted to a mortal?
Nothing, except you did the honorable thing. You told me what you were, so I was able to cope with this. This.
Copeless situation.
Miss O'Reilly.
Yes, Mr. Raven.
You're a very sweet human being, along with being very beautiful.
Even though you're a graduate of Oxford, you needn't be so formal. You may call me Danger if you like.
Well, I like. But you may change your mind when you find out that I'm a warlock.
Oh, well. You are?
Yes.
Well, so this is a free country, isn't it? And anyone has the right to go to the church of their choice.
Look, Sam. Can't we try to be adult about this situation?
I'm game. You start.
Come on, Sam. It's only natural to be concerned when a naive kid like Danger O'Reilly...
Naive? My fat Aunt Harriet.
I didn't know you had an Aunt Harriet.
Warlock. Deceiver, a breaker of his word, a name for the devil, a male witch.
A monster, malicious imp, demon.
Oh, aren't you being too hard on yourself, George? Nobody's perfect.
O'Reilly, you are a true innocent. At this stage of our budding relationship, gallantry impels me to demonstrate the dangerous extent of my powers.
Hey! Very good, George. I think I know how it's done. I used to go with a magician. He taught me this one. See? I didn't go with him very long.
What do you think you're going to do?
If you won't go next door and warn that kid she's entertaining a warlock, I will.
I wouldn't do that if I...
You're not.
Hi again, Stevenses. We found each other. Would you like to help us celebrate?
I destroyed your campaign, Chum. The least I can do is repair your spirit.
I can always find a new bird. But talking about spirits,
Tell her, George.
Oh, sure. He tried to put me off with all those little tricks. But I say, when a person's attracted to another one, why fight it?
Salute. Can't win them all.
Whatever happened to your old black magic? Your old fatal charm?
Let's face it, his was stronger than mine.
Wow. Or words to that effect.
Now will you ever doubt that I love you only?
Nevermore.
Thank you.